At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Inflation. The polls say, decade after decade, the number one worry when it isn't here is inflation. And when it is here, it's the number one times two worry, inflation. I go to Veronique Durigi of the Mercatus Center to help me understand where we are now, given that no longer is there denial in Washington or from the Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Powell. I read from an article most recently posted in the Wall Street Journal about inflation, about what is to be done, and particularly this. Full employment, writes Josh Mitchell of the Journal, refers to a labor market in which just about anyone who wants a job can get one without wages and prices rising out of control. It is the ideal of a healthy, steadily growing economy. In theory, once employment passes that level, wage pressures start to build, which employers may pass along in prices. Veronique, good evening to you. Have we passed that in theory point? Are we now in the wage price push?
Well, wages are going up for sure, and nominal wages are running higher than productivity growth, so we could be. That said, I mean, this labor market is very weird because employment isn't as high. While unemployment rate has gone down significantly, employment, there are fewer people employed as a share as they were before. So it's there, like, a lot of people wondering whether this is actually kind of signaling a more fundamental shift in the labor market and what it means in terms of what full employment is and where it's going to happen. It's up in the air.
Jason Furman writes a column for the Wall Street Journal, and you tell me to pay a special attention to him. He's a professor of economic policy at Harvard University, and he was chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors for the second Obama administration. And he says there are four things to keep watch for, to worry about. One of them is wage price. We just discussed that. Nominal wage growth is running about 5 points above productivity growth. That sounds not happy. He also says we should worry about demand. What does he mean by demand? Where can I look to worry about that?
So during the recession, there was an enormous amount of money that was printed by the Federal Reserve, borrowed by Treasury, and all for the purpose of giving and transferring a ton of money to the American people. And that that means that basically that has increased the debt quite remarkably, but it also means that people still have a long way to go to spend all of that money that the federal government has poured into their bank accounts. And so basically what Furman is saying is that this stimulus COVID relief, however you wanna, still has to be spent one way or another. And when it is spent, what it means is that it's going to be increasing demand artificially, in a sense, and it's going to put some pressure on prices, especially and furthermore if they are constrained on the supply side, which is his third point.
I love speculating about the high end. And the other day I saw a statistic, I might get this wrong, so I'll generalize, where Mercedes was having a great year. They'd sold more than they'd ever imagined. And I'm guessing that is a product of this enormous amount of cash. Professor Furman writes, the lagged effects of extremely accommodative monetary policy, the excess savings households have from 2 years of high incomes and low spending. In other words, I haven't bought cappuccino for 9 months, good heavens, and rapidly rising employment and wages, and you have a recipe for continued high spending. That used to be a good thing. The American consumer is the economy. Isn't it a good thing again that we're buying things?
No, I mean, it's a fine thing, except that it's not consumption. You know, what we care about is not just like consumption, any sort of consumption, created by the government. Because if that was really the case, why not spend even more money to push people to consume? So if this consumption isn't the product of actually wealth and growth that's been created, I think it's much more problematic. And you were asking how much more can prices go up? Well, I mean, I don't like speculating either, but the thing is, like, we've increased the debt by roughly 25%, and like, there's been, you know, what, $5 or $6 trillion of dollars like poured into the economy. We are far, far from having spent all this money, and so it's not impossible that the pressure on prices, which is now 7% over a year, is going to be going up quite significantly more, especially if the Fed doesn't do anything and to rein it in, than where we are now. I mean, it's not inconceivable.
You've spoken of expectations in the past. Professor Furman also believes that expectations are critical here to what to worry about, because he writes that the public and the financial markets and the forecasters and the consumers all believe that inflation will be higher, 1 to 3 points higher than a year ago. That's coming about. We're not wrong. We're not expecting. How do expectations cause more inflation?
So what happens is, expectation of inflation tomorrow causes inflation today. So the fact, what he's saying is, last year, when prices were rising, the expectations that we would have inflation in the future was still non-existent. And as such, inflation rose gradually. Now inflation, the expectations of inflation in the future has actually changed quite dramatically. You can see it in expected inflation for the next, you know, year or 5 years. And it's the trend has changed. And so what it means, again, is that because people are expecting inflation tomorrow, we're going to have more inflation today. And that means prices, that consumers are expecting prices to be higher tomorrow. So they're going to be buying stuff today. That extra demand raises prices. Workers who are expecting prices to go up tomorrow are going to be asking for higher wages today. Businesses who are expecting the cost of input to be higher tomorrow are going to be buying things today, or increasing the price of the services they sell and the goods they sell. They're going to be raising the prices today to face what they're expecting will be higher costs tomorrow. That's how it works, unfortunately. And the thing is, once there is expectation of inflation, it becomes unanchored, which is basically kind of out of control, which is not where we are right now. It becomes really hard to control. So it's all going to depend on what the Federal Reserve does and whether they send credible signal that they are going to take care of inflation in the future. So that will temper inflation today.
Veronique de Rougier of the Mercatus Center, commenting on where we are right now, no longer using the word transitory, no longer using the word temporary, and the expectations are higher prices tomorrow. I'm John Batchelor.
Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.